In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. A blockbuster event occurred yesterday. Really the first chink in the armor of the Republican big lie in this state by an actual incumbent Republican, very important, State Senator Kathy Bernier. Kathy Bernier represents a constituency up around the Chippewa County area. It's a good area, know it well, Chippewa County. And she flat out said that the Gableman big lie cyber ninja investigation of the voting is harming the Republican Party. It's false and it's got to stop. She said that Gableman is coming to speak at the Chippewa County Republican Party meeting. She's a Republican. She represents the area. I'm sure she's there all the time. She said that was a bad idea. It injected partisanship into what he's doing. And then she initially said, well, you know, I will go to the meeting, but I'm going to bring my concealed carry permit with me, which is an impolite way of saying I'm going to be packing. I will be packing. She said, you know, there are a lot of nuts that come to these things and they shout at you, and I'm not putting up with that. Then she said, after that, she said, I may not even go. She said these were baseless accusations. She was a former clerk herself. She said people who don't know what the heck they're talking about are shooting their mouths off. These are baseless attacks and wants them to end now. Now, what this says to me is that there is a real hope in the Republican Party that people, good people, frankly, are pushing back on really Trump's takeover of the party when it comes to the big lie and destroying our democracy. Because really, at its core, when you look at the founding of the Republican Party, back in Ripon, Wisconsin in the 1850s, it started out as almost a radical party, kind of a fusion of the Whigs, the nativists, the know-nothings, anti-slavery, abolitionists, everybody dissatisfied with the Whigs, that would be W-H-I-G, the Whigs, dissatisfied with the Democrats at the time. Democrats were very much a Southern party. And they all came together and it was a rebellious party. It isn't anymore. It's morphed into a party that's determined to destroy our democracy. But there are these green shoots sprouting up. Another one, of course, was Paul Ryan, former congressman from Janesville and former speaker, who just flat out said, Biden won the election. Whether you like it or not, he won the election. This is all baloney. Now, I don't know if he can be nominated again in the Republican Party, but that's what he said. Even Ron Johnson, as bad as he is, when he thought he was at a Republican fundraiser and it was private, said, no, Trump lost that election. It was his fault. He got 51,000 votes, fewer votes around the state than our legislative candidates. So some people split their tickets. That's just the way it is. Now, right now, he comes sneaking around and suggesting, he's always just suggesting, wincing, winking, nodding, nudging, suggesting that, well, we need election integrity and all this. Kathy Bernier is the first one who's actually in office right now and stands for election. And if a right-wing Trump nut wants to run against her in a primary, good luck. I think she'd win. Former clerk up there, very well regarded. And she said, this Gableman thing is harming the Republican Party. It's got to stop. He shouldn't speak to the Chippewa County Republican Party. It's partisan. And if I go, I'll be packing. Good for her. I'll be packing. You know, there were threats. There were threats, death threats, to two clerks down here. Claire Woodall Vogg, the director of Milwaukee Election Commission, and Meredith Witzel Beal of Madison, they got death threats threats to hang them, shoot them, or jail them with obscenities. Why are there not prosecutions? There has not been a prosecution for that kind of thing in this state so far. And in the entire country, in all 50, I haven't researched all 50 states, but I haven't read about any. What, somehow the FBI can't track calls? Yeah, they're always anonymous calls. There's voice recognition software. It comes from a number, probably use their employer's phone. You send a copy of the voice to the board at the company. Say, who does this sound like? Come on. This is not hard. This is not rocket science. And they go to jail. They get arrested. They get handcuffed. They get dragged off. They get dragged off. And they go to jail. Bernier, I think, is onto something. She was a clerk herself. You know, the average person, you know, there were death threats against Megan Wolf, the executive director of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. The attorney general is representing her to quash Gableman's deposition, demand to her that she meet in secret and sneak around and let him manipulate things. You got to protect these people, these women. I mean, Claire Whittle Vog, director of Milwaukee Elections Commission, you know, you get a salary for that, but at some point, if you have guys calling up, menacing, men calling you obscenities and saying they are going to hang, shoot, or jail you, you may decide you don't need that job. You may decide you need another job. Your husband may say, I really don't want this. I don't want this guy sneaking around the kids. You know, if you are Witzel Beale in Madison, the same thing. Who need this? And how about if you are Agnes and Myrtle and Edna from Ladysmith, who once a year like going down to the polls, or every 2 years, having some coffee, sitting at the desk, checking people in, making sure that paper ballots are securely carried down to wherever they're supposed to be at the courthouse. And they start getting these things. And they get something like $130 for the day, $150 maybe, about $10 an hour. You know, you have to start at 7 a.m. and close at 8 p.m. But you got to get there before 7 a.m. to set it up. And after 8 p.m., you have to close it down, make sure the ballots and everything are secure. And Edna and Mabel and Berta and all the rest of them up there, I don't need this. I don't need a thug coming in, a gorilla from Gableman, a scary looking guy, you know, and his gorillas are very scary looking. They're packing. They know they're packing. And an authoritative deep voice are accusing, you know, I'm not saying that you did it, Mabel, but you were in charge. And some folks came in here. They may lie to them. They may say, we have proof there was fraud. They did that in Georgia. They did it elsewhere. They could do that here. Gableman is a monstrosity. He's a monstrosity. Kathy Bernier is the, you know, maybe she should run for Republican for governor. I mean, at some point, right now they have Clayfish. Clayfish, who the Duchess of Foxconn, by the way, cost us billions of dollars. $1 billion so far that we ain't getting back from Foxconn for site preparation, taking people's homes against their will, clearing the site and turning it over to them. Choice piece of property between O'Hare Airport and Mitchell Field and Lake Michigan. Great transportation, great area, great workforce. Here it is, Chinese company. You're welcome. $1 billion. Now, will you hire 13,000 people at 51 grand a year, like you said? No, not really. Hired about 200 people, and they would screw the hell out of them if they could get the chance. They're not paying them 51 grand a year. Come on. Come on. And the Duchess of Foxconn, cheerleader for Walker. The pom-poms on the sideline, going to shower with a metal brush. Planned Parenthood is a white supremacist organization, said somebody in her staff, trying to overturn the Mequon-Thiensville school board unsuccessfully. Clayfish supported her. That's what they got. Kathy Bernier should run for governor. I support Evers and I'll support the Democrat. But I'll tell you what, if the Republicans woke up and they put in somebody like a Liz Cheney or a Kathy Bernier, I'll tell you what, People would feel great relief if they nominated people like that. All people would feel great relief. Well, I'll tell you what, here's a guy, speaking of a hypocrite and a piece of work, Rand Paul. This came up in a call yesterday. I want to elaborate on it. He wants a lot of federal emergency money, disaster money for Kentucky. I do too. 74 people killed, poor people in Kentucky, and several more in Arkansas, Illinois, Missouri, and elsewhere. It was a god-awful thing. These are fellow Americans, people our friends, people we love, they work with, people. And 104 missing, let me tell you something. If there are 104 people missing and a tornado comes through and nobody gets a phone call, nobody in that area of Kentucky, they call from New York and say, I was out here to watch a little theater and go to some, are you kidding me? If there are 104 people missing in Southwest Kentucky, they ain't coming back. Most of them won't. God willing, some will. That means that close to 200 people died. So absolutely, disaster aid. But he's voted against it everywhere else. Hurricane Sandy in the Northeast. He doesn't like the Northeast. He wouldn't vote for disaster aid for the Northeast. And it took a coalition of a handful of moderate Republicans and Democrats to get that. And in Texas, when they had those terrible natural disasters, you'd think that Rand Paul would suck up, at least to Texas, politically very similar to him. His father, Ron Paul, was a congressman from Texas. No, he opposed that too. He said, no, we're not going to do any disaster aid. No disaster aid. I think he figured that he was golden because he's in Kentucky and he's not near an ocean. He's not near any water and all this sort of stuff. He's not just north of the Mexican border. Turns out those tornadoes were devastating. Of course, we're going to vote for it. But this guy wouldn't vote for any other disaster aid unless there was a comparable commensurate cut in an entitlement program. The guy is bad news. I don't know how that state continues to vote for him. Going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. There's a lot more back after the break. Carolina in my mind. Gone to Carolina.